This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley for the weekend of June 23rd and 24th. It's rapidly disappearing.
I don't even know where June went.
I know. Well, we caught summer this week.
Finally, yeah. It's been feeling good.
Wednesday was the first day of summer, although it's felt like summer since, well, March.
For a while.
Quite frankly.
Yeah.
It was summer, then it was spring, and then it was, I don't know what it was in May. It was a little wetter, but.
Yeah.
And then things dried out after that, and.
Got some rain this last week, though, so that was good.
We did. We had a few decent rains this past week, and fortunately no severe weather to go along with that.
Yeah.
I don't mind a little lightning and thunder once in a while, but, you know, the high winds and, well, you know what gets worse than that. We don't need any of that kind of stuff.
No.
But, yeah, some nice rains around an inch or so in some areas. A few areas had a little bit more. So, yeah, I think the spirits have brightened up. Boy, I tell you what, these last few days, though, at the tail end of this week, Thursday and Friday, oh, boy. If you can get a nicer day in summer in Iowa, I have no idea what you're thinking because the weather was just gorgeous.
Yeah, it hasn't been too humid out yet either.
No, and really decent weather for the weekend, too. So I hope you're enjoying it. It may not be like this for a long time.
That's true.
You know, we're not too far away from 4th of July, and then we get into county fair season. So you just always think of hot, dry weather, muggy weather when you get into that time of the year. So, yeah, enjoy it when you can because you don't always get to pick and choose, do you? Well, it's been good. We had a nice trip. Thanks for stepping in last week, you and LaVon, taking care of this program while we were gone for a little bit of time. We took a couple of busloads of some of our best friends down to Branson, Missouri last week. Had a great time. Just a terrific time. You've been to Branson before, haven't you?
Yes. It's been quite a while, though. So I'm sure a lot has changed, you know, since I was last down there.
Maybe we'll have to get you on the bus one of these times.
Okay.
Sign me up.
Works
good
for me.
Don't ask twice.
No,
we had a good time. We had a lot of familiar faces. You know, it's amazing. And that's really one of the things that we like about it is that each year we have so many people come back to go again on our trip with us. And I didn't add up numbers and things, but we had a total, if you count everybody that was on the buses, including us as the chaperones and the bus drivers and stuff, every place we walked in with 86 people.
That's great.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good group. We had two pretty full buses, two just about full buses. So, yeah, it worked out real well. The folks in Branson appreciate the fact that we're there.
Mm-hmm.
They love to see big bus groups come in. It's more money for them, so
they
just love that. But we had a good time. We saw some good shows. But, yeah, about roughly three-quarters, I think, of the people that were with us on the bus trip have been with us before, either last year or 2 years ago or both years. So this is the third year we've done this.
Yeah, there's quite a few that go that have gone the last 3 years now.
Yeah, well, yeah, you helped to compile all the information and data and stuff for it and stuff for us. So, yeah, it's been really, really positive. We get a lot of positive feedback. Since we've been back, I've run into a few of the people who have gone. Some have stopped in to share some stories and things with us and all having a good time and going to do it again next year.
Yeah.
If I remember right, without looking at the calendar, I believe it'll be 11th through the 14th of June in 2013.
Very nice.
So,
what was your favorite?
What was my favorite?
Yeah, your favorite thing in Branson.
Joseph? Yeah. And I think most folks that you talk to on our bus trips would say the same thing.
Yeah.
We went to the Bald Knobbers Jamboree,
mm-hmm.
Which some of the folks on the bus have seen them before. They're one of the oldest in Branson anyway, but they've been there for a long time. We saw that. We saw Yakov Smirnoff, which was a very, very good show. Funny stuff. We saw Joseph at the Sight and Sound Theater. Which is not Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which is what a lot of folks are familiar with. That's the Broadway presentation. It is the story of Joseph, but it's the biblical story of Joseph. You know, if you look it up in Genesis, if you actually grab the Bible and take a look at the story of Joseph, you will probably not find a lot. I mean, it's not like you're going to find, you know, 100 pages. It's just a few short paragraphs, if even that much. But they did a very biblically based, and that's what this production does, the Sight and Sound Theater. They do biblically based productions. We went to Noah, the musical, last year. This year it was Joseph. I guess it's a musical as well. A lot of musical numbers and stuff in it. But it's just amazing. I mean, if you go to Branson, I mean, you got to go to the Sight and Sound Theater.
I think that just sounds amazing from what you described even last year with Noah's Ark. And
There's no way to do it justice with words to explain to you how impressive the theater is and how impressive their productions are. I mean, they spare nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, the lighting and the computerization of all the sound and things. And you know, you look at the staging is just gigantic. And then they've got the side stages that will open up with layers and layers of stuff, live animals that are trained to be in the performance, going up and down the aisles.
That's
and
crazy.
Stuff.
And it's like you're in the Ark, right? Like,
with Noah,
everything looks like you're like in the middle of it.
With Noah, it felt like you were inside the Ark. And, you know, with Joseph, it felt like you were just out there on the plains, you know, in the desert in Egypt and stuff. Yeah, it very, very impressive. I mean, it's just, it's a really cool place to go. And they put together such awesome productions. All original. They don't use Broadway stuff. It's biblically based. There's a message to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, something else. It was fun. And that's what most people that go on our trip say. Just because it was such a grand performance and it's so impressive. But we did that. And let's see, what else did we do? We did, we went to Dixie Stampede.
Mm-hmm.
We went and saw the Dixie Stampede. We also had a chance to hit one of the wineries.
You can probably just drop me off there when I go.
Yeah, well, we may have brought home a few bottles along
little,
the way.
Little samples.
We did a scenic train ride through the Ozark Hills. And then we also did a very relaxing about an hour and a half or hour and 45-minute river cruise as well out there on one of the rivers there. So, yeah, we had a great time. And one of the paddle wheel, it's a small paddle wheel boat, open top. So we were sitting in the back, leaning on the rail and just enjoying
just
the sun.
Back.
Had great weather, kind of like it is right now.
Well, really good.
Yeah, it was really good weather. I mean, you know, if I'd have had a cooler of one of my favorite beverages sitting next to me, I don't care that the boat would have gone back to the dock. You'd have had to drag me off of it.
Just would have stayed right on. Huh?
I'd have stayed on that all day. Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time, though.
Well, good.
It's good shows and stuff and good folk, great bus drivers, too. I mean, they're just great people, very helpful. But, you know, it makes it that much more fun that you're around so many good people having a good time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we have a good time with that, and the price is always right, so... Yeah, you may want to mark it on your calendar, June 11th through the 14th of 2013. We'll be doing it again, so probably about 6 months or so from now, we'll start talking about it on the air and give you chances to sign up. So, yeah, we'll sure let you know. And I tell you what, we can even go one step further. The folks that have gone with us, like this year or whatever, they get notes from us. We send mm-hmm. them notes about it. You know, if you're thinking about it and you're hearing, gee, that sounds like a lot of fun, maybe I'd like to go. Well, I tell you, if you want to just give us a call or send an email or something out here to the station and talk to Stacy, she'd be glad to take your name and address or your email address, whatever you want, and we'll put you on that list, too.
Yeah, we'll get you on the early list.
Yeah, if you'd like a little reminder, we'll send the list to you, too, and if you'd like to go with us, that'll mm-hmm. be your reminder to get signed up and stuff next year, too. So,
yeah,
no problems at all. Real easy stuff.
And it's kind of like your VIP. You get dropped off right at the door, don't you?
Oh, they treat us like royalty.
Can't complain with that.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of times the performers... After the shows, we'll come out on the buses. You know, we might, if it's a group
even on
of
the
people.
Buses?
Oh, yeah, they'll come out and
cool.
thank us, maybe give away a few DVDs and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, oh, they just, you know, they really do. I mean, it's a very, customer driven. It's Branson. I mean, without customers, what do they got?
Right.
I mean, without tourists, without people visiting. So they're very friendly toward those folks. And they're real amenable to anything. I mean, they'll come out in the bus and visit with us and stuff, thank us for coming to their show and stuff. Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, they really appreciate it, and, you know, we really appreciate that, too. It's a great relationship that you have between the audience and the performers there. So anybody who's been to Branson knows how easy it is to enjoy shows. You know, and the prices are right. It's fun. We have a good time. I'd never been to Branson until we started doing these tours here at the station, so... And I'm glad I did, because otherwise I may never have gone to Branson.
See, would have missed out on.
Yeah, I would have figured that maybe that's not the place for me. Maybe I'd like some place that's a little more flash and glitz and whatever. No, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. It's just fine.
And they have
fine.
Something for everybody, too. So.
Oh, absolutely. There's things I'd love to do down there that I can't do on a bus trip, too.
Yeah.
My wife seems to think zip lining would be a great idea.
I'm with Deb.
I'm not
me
sure.
Me and Deb will go off then.
The jury's still out on that one. I'm not too sure about that. We'll see. I don't know. That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hey, have you tried out Big Deals, the KJAN Big Deals site yet? I know you have.
I have, yeah.
And from both sides.
Yeah.
You have to
I've taken advantage.
Kind of help
yeah.
babysit it a little bit, too. But, if you haven't done that yet, you really, really should. We've had a lot of folks go through there. And make sure you register. Just go sign up. Even if you're thinking you just want to window shop, you can do that through the window on your computer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to window shop, see what's there. When you go on there, register as a customer. Just register, because then you don't have to go through all that later on. And if you once you get registered, it makes things easier later. But you just never know. You want to be ready, because one of the things about our big deal site is that we offer gift certificates to area businesses at discounted prices. So it's a chance for you to save money. You know, instead of just going someplace and reaching into your pocket and grabbing a $50 bill, maybe you could go to the KJN Big Deal store and get a $50 gift certificate, but only pay
like 40 bucks sometimes, or
30, maybe 25, maybe half price. Yeah. I mean, you're doubling your money. I mean, why would you not do that?
I know, it's simple.
So do it, tell your friends, but get registered, because we do different things. We'll have some fun once in a while. We've had some special discounted sale prices where the gift certificates are less expensive than the face value anyway. And then we've had some times like Father's Day, Memorial Day, where we did some special extra discounts over and above. So, yeah, some folks have been real happy about that. So, but keep checking, because we have daily discounts and stuff. We have daily sale type things. Everyday things change. So make sure you look through. And just because you looked at something a week or two ago doesn't mean it's the same price now. That's true.
And you got to watch, too, because sometimes, you know, they might just sell out.
Absolutely. That's the thing. I mean, it's people have asked, that's the most common question I think we get anymore, is how long are you going to do this?
Indefinitely.
Forever.
Yeah.
Is our plan. It's not something that's going to go away. This isn't just a one-time promotion. This is something we plan on doing for a very long time. Now, that doesn't mean you can sit back and go, whew, and then I can wait till later. Well, you might not be able to, because we've seen instances where we've had people call and say, hey, it says sold out. Will you get any more? Well, we hope to.
Right.
Keep checking.
Yep.
And in some cases, we might only sell so many for a certain time period or something. You might want to check back. But, you know, I know we had one gal walk in the office not too long ago, a few days back, and she was wanting to make a large purchase of a certain gift certificate to a certain business here in the community.
They were already sold out.
They were gone. We would love to accommodate
her. Yes, we would have.
But yeah, you kind of have to get after some of that stuff, because in some cases when they're gone, they're gone. Now, they'll replenish. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll try our best to make sure we get a lot of those businesses, especially the ones that are real popular, selling a lot, get them back on again and have more inventory for you. But yeah, it's not unlimited, so you have to be careful there too. If you think you want to buy something today, don't wait till tomorrow. It might be gone.
That's true, yeah.
You never know. But yeah, check that out. Just go to the KJAN website, KJAN.com, right there on the front page.
That big black banner.
That big black banner right there that says KJN Big Deals, enter here and go in there. But also look underneath that too, because we also put up, if we've got a special deal going for that day, it's listed right there. So hunt around on the site, look around at it, and pick up some deals. Yeah. You're going to spend the money anyway. Your odds are you're probably going to shop at some of these places. We got a lot of food stuff on there too.
Yes.
And it's an easy way to try out some new things. You know, if you're not sure, go ahead and pick one, like our Daily Bread in Griswold or something. That's CJ's Ice Cream Shop and Grill over in Avoca.
I like the Sweet Joy for the gelato.
Sweet Joy Shop. Mm. Yeah, if you like gelato. I mean, if you're not sure, if you've never been in some of those places and you're thinking, gosh, I'm not sure if I'll like it or not. Well, you know what? It's a lot less risk at half price.
Yeah.
Or 25% off or 30% off or whatever. So, yeah, keep an eye on that, and why not maximize your profit?
Mm-hmm.
Who else is trying to save you money?
Exactly.
I mean, you think you hear the bad stuff every day. I heard the other day they said that the average American lost 39% of their net worth because money's worth so much less right now because of a lot of issues, but over the last couple, 3 or 4 or 5 years, whatever it's been. So, you know, nobody's trying to save you a lot. I mean, everybody's trying to go the other direction. Well, we're on your side.
Yeah.
We're trying to help you.
Coupons anymore.
Yeah. I mean, if they're telling you your money's worth 39% less than it was a few years ago, well, if you buy some half price at KJN Big Deals, you just beat the odds.
There you go.
So, yeah, help yourself out. Maximize your own profit. Nothing
wrong
with
that. Yeah, and there is a lot of businesses, even not just Atlantic. I mean, Oakland and Griswold and Anita. So
you bet. Got a number of different places. So check it out. Look around and see what you can get. It's real easy to shop there. You can do the credit card thing. You can stop in and pick them up here and give us cash or write us a check, whatever you want to do. But do it before what you really want is gone.
Yeah.
Because we've seen that happen.
It's happened a few times.
I know,
I
hate giving people bad news.
I know, you
need
to tell them it's already sold out. But
keep looking. It might come back.
Yeah.
It might come back. A lot sooner than you think, actually. All right, with all that stuff said, we probably better get down to some business here. Because we're getting to the meat of the summer season here. And boy, is it going to pick up in a hurry as we get closer to the holiday.
It already is. Starting on, Sunday, the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, they're having a Down Home Country Hoedown. That's on Sunday, June 24th, and that's from 4 to 6. Everyone's invited to come dust off your boots and circle the wagons. They'll have a mechanical bull riding, stationary steer roping, square dancing, line dancing. There'll be kids games, prizes, and stick-to-your-ribs grub. It is a free event. If you have any questions, you can contact Tamara Gibson at 243-3934. That's Nishna Valley YMCA Down Home Country Hoedown on June 24th from 4 to 6. A Blue Tones reunion show will be held at the Hitchcock House west of Lewis on June 24th. That's from 2 to 4. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy an afternoon of old-time country music, gospel. There is no admission, and they will have some refreshments available. In case of rain, it will be held in the big Red Barn. That's a Blue Tones reunion show at the Hitchcock House on June 24th from 2 to 4. The Xyra Lions Show and Shine Tractor Ride, that's on June 24th. The Xyra Lions will be serving hot pulled pork sandwiches with potato salad, coleslaw, drink, and pie and dessert. The cost is $6. For pie or dessert, it is $2, and then ice cream is just $1. They'll be serving from 11 to 2, and that's at the Xyra Lions Community Center in Xyra. Cass County Master Gardeners, they're sponsoring a bus tour to Winterset area to visit three nurseries, a private garden, and lunch at the old jail. They have a few seats remaining for the trip on June 24th. That starts at 8 a.m. and they'll leave from the fairgrounds in Atlantic. It is open to the public. If you'd like to get a seat on the bus, you can call LaVon Evelyn at 254-2254. The Iowa Master Gardeners Summer Webinar, the next one is on June 26th. That is from 6:30 to 8:30. They are free to all local residents with an interest in gardening. The Garden Goodness will be hosted by Iowa State University Extension County offices, and they're held on the fourth Tuesday of the month through August. So there's this one and then one more. The Cass County Extension office is a local host site. Each session will provide information about vegetable gardening, but from a variety of perspectives. The one on June 26th, Angie Tagto will discuss food gardening and health from 6:30 to 7:30, and Denise Fikes will talk about Glenwood's Giving Garden from 7:30 to 8:30. Participants will watch the presentation live from campus projected onto a large screen, and then you'll have the opportunity to ask questions and discuss the topic with the presenter. If you want more information on that, you can call the Cass County Extension office. Again, that's the Iowa Master Gardener Summer Webinar on June 26th from 6:30 to 8:30, and that's at the Cass County Extension. The Grizzled Fire Department's third annual barbecue and smoking contest, that's held on July 6th and 7th, but they're now accepting entries for that. It is $100 per team, and that enters you into all five categories, which include beef brisket, pork butt, chicken, ribs, and beans. The brisket, pork butt, and a gallon of beans will be provided, but the ribs and chicken you'll need to furnish yourself. For more information or to register, you can call Jeb Peck at 789-0346, and the deadline for that is June 26th. Join the First Church of Christ in Atlantic for a fun night on June 26th at 6:30 at the church. They'll be making greeting cards. You can make a card for military troops that will be sent to Operation Gratitude, or you can make a card for yourself to keep. This is sponsored by the Atlantic Royal Neighbors 1373, and there'll be door prizes and refreshments, and feel free to bring a friend. American Red Cross Blood Drive, that was scheduled for June 28th at the Wesley Heritage House in Atlantic. It is now rescheduled for June 29th. That's from 11 to 4. The Cass County Genealogical Society, they'll be meeting June 28th at 1 in the meeting room at the Atlantic Library. The Young Professionals of Atlantic Chill and Grill. It's a grill-out style happy hour at the Rock Island Depot for ages 21 through 40 from 5 to 8. There is a $5 cover and a hot dog meal and drinks will be available. Volunteers are needed to grill and provide music, and families are welcome. Bring a lawn chair and picnic blankets. And this asks you RSVP by June 27th if you'll be having the hot dog meal. And you can email your RSVP to nikki@atlanticiowa.com. American Red Cross Blood Drive, I already mentioned that, is on in Atlantic on June 29th, and that is from 11 to 4 at the Wesley Heritage House. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, their quarterly lunch and learn is from noon to 1 at the Rock Island Depot. That's on June 29th. This session, they'll have ways the iPad and mobile apps can help your business. It's sponsored by Select Communications, Verizon Wireless, and it's open to the public, and lunch is included. It is free for members or $20 for non-members, and this asks you RSVP to the chamber by June 20th. Oakland's Independence Day celebration is on June 30th. They have lots and lots and lots of activities going on. Some of them include, let's see, from 7 to 11 is the Volunteer Fire Department's annual pancake feed. That's for free will offering at the fire station. From 8 to noon is the car show, and you can register registration. Then noon to 3, the car show judging awards will be given for best in show, engine, paint, GM, Ford, important truck. It's sponsored by the Arbor Bank, and there's also a tractor show. Then from noon to 4 is Midway Activities. They'll have inflatable bounce house, games, and food booths. At noon is the pedal tractor pull. At 1 is the water fights. 1 to 7, St. Paul's Lutheran Church's ice cream social. And they'll also have a quilt raffle. Let's see here. At 4 is parade registration. You'll line up behind the fire station. Then at 5 is the parade. And then following the parade is the community dinner. It's a free will offering at the gazebo, and that's catered by Hodges Smokehouse. Then at dark, there'll be a fireworks display. There's a free Dutch oven cooking dinner program that's on June 30th at the Cold Springs Park. That's in Lewis at 7 p.m. at the campground shelter. They just ask that you bring your own place settings for the samples, and you don't have to be a registered camper to attend the program. You'll learn how to make dinner and dessert in a Dutch oven. A Dutch oven cooking breakfast program will also be then held in on July 7th at Cold Springs Park in Lewis at the campground shelter. And that one's held at 9, but the Dutch oven cooking dinner is on June 30th at 7.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And we got plenty more. You know what? We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll go over some of those other things coming up here for you in just a little bit. Hang on with us. We'll be right back.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, more stuff. Are you ready? Here we go. I'm going to get some other stuff out of the way, and then we'll jump into, because I've got 4th of July stuff here, too.
Yeah.
Bethany Lutheran Church Hog Roast. An auction is coming up this Sunday, June 24th, 5 p.m. at the Bethany Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. It's actually a mile east and a mile and a half north of Kimbleton. They want you to come enjoy some good food and fellowship. The Hog Roast starts at 5. A bizarre items auction will follow, and they'll have homemade ice cream there as well. That's at Bethany Lutheran Church at Kimbleton. The Hog Roast and Auction. That's this Sunday, June 24th. Now, also coming up here pretty quick, let's see, we've got, coming up on, here's one I wanted to throw in there too. Coming up on July 1st. July 1st, that's Sunday, 1 to 6 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. There will be an 80th birthday party for Calvin Hoig.
Oh, very nice.
So all of his friends and family and anyone interested wants to stop on by. No gifts. Everyone is welcome to stop on by and give Calvin the best. Again, that's an 80th birthday celebration for Calvin Hoig, and that's coming up at the Atlantic Community Center, July 1st, 1 to 6 p.m. So I guess I kind of stole your thunder there with the birthday.
Oh, that's fine.
That's all right. You'll get over it. You'll get over it. Lots of 4th of July stuff coming up. I want to throw a plug in here for the Atlantic JCs because they'll be sponsoring the fireworks here in town again this year. And as you well know, fireworks are not inexpensive.
No.
They do cost. And they're always looking for donations and things too. So if you can help them out anyway, that would be great. You can send a donation to the Atlantic JCs, P.O. Box 522, Atlantic, Iowa 50022. And also make sure you stop on by. They'll have flight breakfast and also the 4th of July fireworks during the course of the day. So it'll be a good day. It'll be a real good day. Now we have other 4th of July stuff going on as well coming up here pretty quick. The Marnie Community Club's July 4th celebration will take place on the 4th of July at the Marnie Park. They'll have a flag raising at 6 p.m. The meal will follow and fireworks at dusk. It'll also feature locally grown whole hogs, spit-roasted to perfection by Steve Nelson, with assistance from several local volunteers. Lanny Kite cooks up a big batch of his signature beans and buns, iced tea, and lemonade, and are also provided. So make sure you bring a potluck side dish, salad, or dessert to share, as well as table service for the family. All those who attend are asked to give a free will donation to help pay for the fireworks. And Thrivent Financial for Lutherans is helping to provide supplemental funding there. The fire department in Marnie will be in charge of kids' games, providing lots of fun for the entire family. So they want everybody to pile into the car. And don't forget to bring the lawn chairs and the picnic baskets as well. An old, kind of an old-fashioned small-town 4th of July celebration in Marnie. That's coming up here real quick. Also, lots of 4th of July stuff going on. Avoca always has big doings for the 4th of July, and no different this year. One of the things, though, they wanted us to note for you, though, too, is that the parade route will start at a new area due to some road work that's going on there. There's road construction in the south part of Avoca, so the pre-parade staging area for the 2 o'clock July 4th parade will be the parking area on the west side of the AHST Secondary School. The parade lineup will start at around noon on South Pine Street and head north to Lion Street and then east to Elm Street before it turns west on Wool Street and then north on Frost Avenue to the Pauly Jones Funeral Home area. So they do recommend that all the parade entries, except for the horses, use an Ellsworth Street to Oak Street route to the neighborhood that day. Horses, including all the wagons and trailers, are to assemble at the fairgrounds using the south entrance to the grounds that's located on Highway 59 just south of town. Be aware of those changes for the Avoca 4th of July parade. You know, some folks like Oakland, for example, they decided that, 4th of July being right in the middle of the week on a Wednesday, they decided to take advantage of the weekend. So they're doing their thing on June 30th. Well, Exira doesn't seem to care that it's in the middle of the week. They're just going to do it for several days.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I was amazed looking through the stuff. The Exira 4th of July celebration, they'll have a car and motorcycle show and shine on Sunday, July 1st at the Exira City Park from noon to 3:30. So lots of things will be going on there. There'll be games, free prizes, a raffle, all kinds of stuff there. And then things will continue. The 4th of July celebration will continue coming up on Monday, July 2nd. There'll be amusements on the Midway for the kids. There'll be all kinds of things, food vendors and stuff. So lots of activity around in the area. Then you go to July 3rd, and you are going to find more stuff, more of the same, really. A lot of things are very similar. You're going to have the amusements. But there's also more entertainment and stuff, too, at the city park as you get into the evening hours. There'll be the Singing Nuns from Exira Lutheran Church. There'll be Exira EHK Dance Team, a kiddie parade in the evening at 6 o'clock. Dance Atlantic will be performing. And Almost to the Other Side, the band will be performing at 7 o'clock with a dance to Stone Throw that evening. So lots of stuff going on there. And then you get to the 4th of July. Well, then it's just jam-packed.
Yeah.
They've got foot races starting at 9 in the morning in front of the elementary school. Goes back to the days 100 and some years ago when that was the popular thing, was foot races all the time. The annual parade at Legion Park, it's at 10:30. Hometown Traditions is the theme this year, with the Grand Marshals Gene Peterson and Jane Jessen. 1 to 5, the City Park Gazebo Entertainment will be in full swing. The Grand River Rodeo will be held. They'll have a kids' tractor pull. There'll be all kinds of things happening leading up toward the fireworks display in the evening that night. So that'll be happening at dusk, about 9:45 or so. It looks like they'll be the grand fireworks display, and there'll be plenty of things to eat there too. They'll also have the Midway open again. So lots of stuff going on in Exira for 4th of July. So make your plans for the 4th. Also, some other areas have some things going on around that time, too. You know, Griswold's going to have its Old Soldiers reunion coming up not too far down the road either, the weekend of July 6th and 7th. And lots of things happening in conjunction with that. The annual pancake breakfast at the Griswold Community Building, asking for your free will donation there. That'll be Saturday, July 7th from 7 to 11 a.m. Also, they're going to have the third annual barbecue smoking cook-off sponsored by the Griswold Fire Department July 6th and 7th during the reunion. And you can get involved in that by contacting Jeb Peck. He'll get you signed up. In fact, the deadline's coming up on Monday, the 25th, so you better do it fast. And also, don't forget the juniors and senior girls. They're looking for queen contestants for the Soldiers Reunion Queen Contest. And the deadline is June 27th. That's this coming Wednesday, so you better get that signed up here pretty quick as well. There's a little bit of little bit of prize involved in that too. So it's not just by accident. So make sure you check out all those things going on. You can check our daily diary page on our website, find out more as well. No birthdays, no anniversaries, none of that stuff to talk about, huh?
Nope.
All right. Well, I guess that's all the time we have then. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.